Now, say my name.
It's Matt Coon!
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon, on the MLW Radio Network. Brought to you by our good friends over there at WrestleZone.com. The world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. It is me, Matt Coon, a fan of wrestling, just like you're a fan of wrestling. And today we're going to get into a little bit of drama, but hopefully we can get to the bottom of the drama and maybe show that there's no drama after all. Today we discuss the recent controversy between Vince Russo, Bruce Pritchard regarding Taz. Today on Total Engagement. I worked with Vince Russo for about 9 or 10 months, and there's a couple things I know about Vince Russo. Number one, he hates it when people lie about him as he sees it. If he believes someone lies about him, he hates that, number one. Number two, and this is not something I know from him telling me, this just me reading into every thought and action I've been privy to, he really gets offended by Bruce Pritchard. Those are two things that I know about Vince Russo from working with him. And he's also someone who's easily triggered by people when they say things about him, especially if he feels they aren't true. And the other thing about it, it might seem like it's not a big deal to the rest of us. And I can't even tell you how many times working with Vince where he got really upset at something that Brian Alvarez said or something that Bruce Pritchard said. And I said, Vince, dude, it's not a big deal. But for him, it is a big deal. And he recently has framed it where it's a big deal where he thinks they're trying to attack his livelihood, or in the past, they're trying to ruin him. I've always said, I said it to his face, so one thing about me, I'll say it to your face, is that I don't believe there's an agenda there. I don't believe there's one with Bruce, but let's get to the bottom of what the issue is. Let's go ahead and take you to the Something to Wrestle With episode that happened this past week, a very seemingly benign subject of how Taz got to WWE, according to Bruce Pritchard. Let's go to the tape.
Oh, boy. It's a convoluted story and kind of a convoluted deal, because Russo had contacted Taz, unbeknownst to Jim Ross or myself, and Jim was the head of talent relations. And Jim was pissed that Russo was contacting talent and agreeing to terms and deals and things that was JR's job, and then informing JR after the fact. And here Jim is. He's got a deal with contracts. Jim's got to deal with the budget and managing the department. And this guy's over here making side deals. So, you know, that was Taz. That was the side deal. And we were just kind of told, make the deal with Taz, which became problematic at times because Russo had no idea what the hell he was doing in contract negotiations and would say, yeah. And the guys would take that as it's a done deal.
That doesn't seem like much to me. And it really isn't that much, except in Vince's mind, number one, it's not true the way it was told. And then number two in his mind is just another way that these guys are trying to get to him. That's what he believes. It's another way. For me, it's just a story from Something to Wrestle With, and it has to do with how someone got signed. But when Vince heard that, he flipped out on Twitter. And let's go ahead and see what he tweeted. On October 15th, he wrote on Twitter, "For the record, Bruce Pritchard, when I worked at WWE, and Taz, who I never met, called me about possible interest in him. I passed the information along to my boss, Vince McMahon. So that equates to me going behind JR's barbecue back. Bro, I'd be more worried about my shit TV show than spitting lies about me." All right, so there's that. Let's keep going. Vince Russo then tweeted, and this is at Bruce Pritchard, quote, "Russo had no idea what he was doing with contract negotiations. He would just say, yeah. And the guys," that's the quote we heard from earlier, blah, blah, blah. And then Vince goes on to say, "You are an absolute liar. I never talked contract with any talent in my life." On October 16th, Again, he tweets, anybody can feel free to ask official Taz if I ever spoke contract with him. Ask him. I can't believe you have this con man running the show at WWE. I feel bad for the talent. Nobody should ever trust Bruce Pritchard. It's pretty fucking harsh. The same day, he tweeted, I was a fool to get Bruce Pritchard a job at TNA when no one would hire him. I knew he'd eventually screw me, and he did. I'm effing sick of him lying about me. I didn't even know what talent made, let him negotiate their deals. WWE talent, tape every conversation with him. He will screw you. Finally, he wrote on the same day, Bruce, from your old good friend Vinny Rue, you've sustained years and years of a shitstorm of bad karma coming your way. You screwed people over, lied to them, lied about them, and killed careers and livelihoods. The storm is a brewing. Better bring an umbrella. Wow. That's all from that one quote. That's all from that one quote. I don't think it can all be about that one quote. That doesn't seem likely to me. So you heard what Bruce had to say. Let's hear what Taz had to say, because Conrad Thompson was a guest on the Taz show yesterday, Thursday, and talked about this very subject.
I don't know why that's such a controversial issue. I think we told the story correctly on Something to Wrestle, and I think it matches your story.
Almost a little. It almost matches, and this is where I have to say, like, I don't remember. I listened to the podcast, and I want to thank you and Bruce, you guys, what you said about me, and a lot of, you know, very nice things and stuff like that. And but there, I just want to be clear, though, like, so there's nobody confused that really follows stuff from happened years ago. When I was talking with WWF back then, Vince Russo never discussed like contract stuff with me, like money, term. That never happened. It was creative stuff. The only person that talked money and term with me was Vince McMahon. So now Vince Russo was in the room, but Vince Russo didn't say much while Vince McMahon and I talked business. So that's, I don't know if you guys got that point over. I don't, you know, mean across. Or maybe you didn't know that. Maybe you did know that. Do you remember if you guys said something in that vein?
Well, here's
or no?
What I know. I know that we certainly talked about the fact that it went around Jim Ross. And that was the reason any of this sort of came up, because if you've listened to Jim's podcast or read his books over the years, you know that he was the head of talent relations and he signed the lion's share. The overwhelming majority were folks that he negotiated contracts with and put them under contract. And for reason, your circumstance was different. And the story we got was that Taz was a big acquisition for Russo, that Russo really had a lot of ideas for you, was excited about the idea of working with you. And I believed that the two Vinces, Russo and McMahon, got together with you and worked the deal out. And then it was sort of reported back to JR, oh, by the way, we got Taz, and here's the terms of the deal. And I think that's the reason the conversation come up. But I think Russo is maybe hanging his hat on either the word contact, that maybe Vince Russo handled the contact, or that Vince McMahon, and it was just maybe said as Vince, did the contract. But I don't think Pritchard ever said that Russo negotiated financial details of any contract.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Because yeah, that, like, I can't speak for whatever Vince Russo's done with other talents, if any, but and that's cool. I'm just saying that never happened with me. Like, Vince Russo and I never talked, you know what I mean? Like, money and none of that. And I never brought it up. I knew it was either going to be myself and JR talking it or myself and Vince McMahon talking it.
So I think hearing these things, we can clear everything up, really, right? The issue, as Vince sees it, is that Bruce said that he was involved in contracts. But the way Bruce said it, and Bruce said something like, Russo had no idea what he was doing with the contract negotiations. Bruce felt that Russo was getting involved where he shouldn't have gotten. And maybe he had a misunderstanding about what Vince Russo's role was. Like, maybe he thought he was involved in contract situations because Taz said it was Vince and Taz in the room. Meanwhile, the head of talent relations was JR. And in reality, Vince does admit about going behind JR's back because JR is the head of talent relations. If you're working in a company and someone's got the job, right? And somebody contacts you. And in this case, it was Blackjack Bob Brown who contacted Russo saying Taz wants in the WWE. Taz puts him in contact with Vince And to what end do you put him in contact with Vince? Why not put him in contact with JR, the head of talent relations? Why not do things the way they should be done? Now, people who hate Vince might say, well, he's just doing an end around to get more power. But don't forget that Vince does not work very well. Vince Russo, that is, does not work very well in a corporate structure. So he might just be thinking, okay, here's how you do it. Fuck the rules, or I don't know what the rules are. Let's just go straight in. Let's get him right to Vince. So Bruce isn't wrong in that it went around JR. He might have made an assumption that Vince Russo was involved in the contract negotiations, but I don't see any kind of indication that Bruce Pritchard is specifically lying about Vince Russo here. The quote that he had no idea what he's doing with contract negotiations, if Bruce thought that's what was going on because they didn't go through the proper channels that you normally do when contract negotiations go on, which is through JR, where JR's in the loop, and then probably Bruce is in the loop, then I kind of understand why he thinks that's the situation. At the same time, to be fair to Vince Russo, and also to be truthful, Bruce, according to Taz, is incorrect in the notion that Vince contacted Taz, because Taz confirmed that he contacted Vince, as well as the fact Bruce's belief that Vince was involved in the contract negotiations. At the same time, there's a real ugly side to Vince, and Vince knows this side. Vince knows this side, and you can hear him. He did a That's Life, which is his show where he talks about God, and he did one this week that I watched because it was kind of on the subject, and he talks about turning the other cheek and whether he should turn the other cheek, but he also goes on to say that these people have a vendetta against him. These people are against Vince Russo. These people want to see Vince Russo fail. At no point did anybody say they want Vince Russo to not make a living. And that's what Vince said straight out. Like, these people are trying to affect his way to make a living. Now, I don't know if maybe he's implying perhaps with future employment with the WWE, because every time I talked to Vince, he said he did not want to work with the WWE. He did not want that job. He said it publicly many, many times. So I don't know what he's talking about when he said, these guys are coming after me for my livelihood. There's nothing lower than coming after someone for their livelihood. And this is a part of Vince that is perplexing to me, because he doesn't realize it when this happens. But when he says things like, bro, I'd worry more about my shit show than spitting lies. Or if he says something like, I feel bad for the talent in WWE now, nobody should ever trust Bruce Pritchard. And then, hey, WWE talent, tape every conversation with him, he will screw you. Those are things that are meant to affect Bruce Pritchard's job right now. I don't know what other reason you would say that except to try to get people to kind of doubt him. Now, my insight on Bruce Pritchard as it pertains to Vince Russo, that Bruce isn't about stirring up drama. Bruce isn't about stirring up negativity. He's got a saying, I've heard him say it 1,000 times, next. Like, if something's bothering him, people talking shit about him, he doesn't even sweat it. He just goes next. He doesn't live to poke Vince Russo. He doesn't live to make Vince Russo's life a living hell. He just says things the way he remembers them. And as many people criticize Vince Russo for maybe remembering things differently, and he'll say himself he's remembered things wrong. On our show, Truth with Consequences, he remembered benign things wrong, not things you would ever lie about or need to lie about or want to lie about. You just remember them wrong. But it's not done with maliciousness in mind. In knowing Bruce as much as I've known Bruce, and I'd say we're acquaintances, not good friends or anything, he's someone I like, he's someone I spent time with, he's someone I worked with for a year. I don't see that in him where he's looking to screw over Vince Russo now that he's got a job where he's in charge of a $1 billion company. What I do see is Vince Russo, again, just getting so out of sorts about something that's not important. It's not important. That's the reality of it. And if Bruce misspoke or misunderstood one sentence that he said about contract negotiations, that's not something to go off on and really bury and say these terrible things about someone for. Yes, it's definitely true that Bruce had a couple facts wrong. But for all the people that call Vince Russo a liar when he has facts wrong, it's just as unfair to call Bruce a liar when he has facts wrong, especially when they're things that are so, like, unimportant. At the same time, you guys got to understand, Vince is someone who's been shit on a lot of times unfairly, and he's been lied about a lot, every time unfairly. And he feels that Bruce is someone who does this to him. So this is a raw nerve for Vince, if you want to know where he's coming from. I also want to say that Vince feels very hurt by Bruce. That's my experience working with him. A lot of this comes from hurt from Bruce. He feels like Bruce has done him wrong, and he feels like he should be treated better. But I think we got to the bottom of it. I just want everybody to get along. I like Bruce. I like Vince. And I don't think this stuff needs to exist. It's a silly, silly, quote-unquote, controversy. And I think it's settled now. And I don't think anybody's in the wrong. So let's all get along. And let's all make sure to get along and listen to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends on WrestleZone. Because we do our show every single day, every single day, every single day. Please listen, subscribe, tell all your friends. We're getting nutso downloads. It is taking off now, guys. Be there and say I was there when it first started, because it is happening. And it's going to happen again tomorrow on Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn.